You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Hey, it is Dom time. Good Tuesday. Welcome in. And boy, are we loaded up today. Just all kinds of things that fit on the radar screen. Just watching a video. All right, maybe a bear is faster than I think. The a player and the mascot for the Kraken are filming in Alaska. And suddenly this bear sneaks up out of the trees and starts to run across the stream at them. I don't know. I still think outrunning a bear might be possible. All right. Let's start, though, with what we can't outrun, the hand of justice. Let's hope. You know, one of the biggest things in talk radio, people will call and say, what about this? Whatever happened to this Democrat, this elite? They got away with this. Did they ever get any punishment that anything happened? So yesterday, Pam Bondi drops what appears to be the hammer, in that we are going to have grand jury work here now around Russiagate. And the story apparently is, I don't see it definitively, but I think I would bet on it, it's not going to be in Washington, D.C., then there's no sense of doing a grand jury there. You know what's going to happen? It's going to be in Florida. And I think we're going to stand a really good chance of an indictment and moving forward. You know, the idea a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich with a grand jury in Florida. So our eye is on it. Are people really paying attention to this? We will soon see. But I'll tell you what they are paying attention to that I want to drill down on. And I'll give you the new Gallup polling. It's of 14 very public figures. Let me give you them, then I'll get to the whole thing with Elizabeth Warren and Mondami. Andrew, out of these, let me give you a few, then give Henry a few. And I'm not going to say the answer yet. I want people to take a look. Which one of these do you think polls the worst? Okay, net favorability. This person is at a minus 16, meaning their unfavorable is 47, their favorable is 31, versus the opponent who has only a minus 11. So who's more unfavorable, Gavin Newsom or Marco Rubio? What do you say?
I mean, to me, it's Gavin Newsom.
Yeah, I'm asking you, though, in the Gallup, the country.
Oh, it's probably Marco Rubio.
All right, you go with Rubio.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll give that answer in a moment. Henry, which one of these, and don't feel this is a trick question, but this is pretty close. Who is more favorable? Net favorability of plus 46, Pope Leo the 14th, or Zelensky?
It's got to be the Pope's more favorable.
All right, he's taking the Pope, he's taking the chalk, and Marco Rubio. Well, both of you are right. Marco Rubio is really cratered. He's at a negative 16. Newsom is only a negative 11. The Pope, though, is only at 46% favorable.
Jeez.
Wow. What happened there?
Well, 31% are saying they're unsure. No opinion. Who's he?
Wow.
He's a White Sox fan. We can't be sure.
Right, it's an American Pope. He doesn't count.
Right, that's right. And Zelensky, though, is at a plus 18. 52% favorable. Unfavorable, 34. No opinion, 14. All right, I'll give you a couple more on this. Where is President Trump? We'll give you that in a moment. He is not in last. All right, one more. I can't. Henry, you're at bat on this. Which one is more unfavorable? Remember, Gallup, you know, nobody's down the middle. They lean a hair left, but everything figured, okay? Which one is more unfavorable? Benjamin Netanyahu or Elon Musk?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, I agree.
A doozy.
Yeah.
I want to say it's got to be unfavorable or more favorable.
Who has the more unfavorable?
Unfavorable?
Right, yes.
I think it's BB.
Yes, he is at a negative 28.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. No, I got that wrong. I apologize. Musk is at a negative 28. Bibi Netanyahu is only at a negative 23.
Oh, man.
Only
so Elon
23.
Musk is worse than Benjamin Netanyahu. Who do we have to put on here to crater worse than Elon Musk? I'll give you a few more coming up. I wanted to say something, too. I get to Elizabeth Warren and Mondami. The whole thing that's happening with Texas, the gerrymandering, they're taking off to the most corrupt state, arguably, in the union in Illinois, Pritzker. And the boys, gerrymandering, Chicago, can you imagine? But the story intrigues me because here at home, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, you know them from their shenanigans in the debacle of the presidential election of 2020. But in 2018, they willy-nilly decided that the legislature, even though I read the Pennsylvania Constitution very clearly, that the legislature determines, even if they're gerrymandering, you got to prove racial animus or something like that. They just took Pat Meehan, among others, district, and his district did look like Daffy Duck, the lines of it. That's true. And say, no, we're the Supreme Court. We don't like that. We want the Democrats to win, so we're going to change it. So this stuff on gerrymandering is political, and voters ought to vote on it. Rather than seeing a bunch of Democrats abscond on a private jet to Pritzker's hotel and say they're heroes like the Alamo, Texas has every right legally to start up the redistricting vote again. All that I'll remind you, do you see how precious this is? We're trying to extract for the midterms every possible advantage. And that brings me to the two M's, my theory. Mondami, and we'll play you Elizabeth Warren yesterday. This is just gold. And Mastro, Doug Mastriano. Doug Mastriano will lose 3 or 4 congressional seats for Republicans in Pennsylvania. He'll do it before lunch. Just tag him in. Come on, Doug, get in there and lose the Congress for it. And Mondami is going to lose an equal number on their side. So if we keep Mondami as mayor, which I think he will be, and keep Doug out, that's going to help. Now, they've threatened to get more Democrat seats in California. I'm not sure how that's possible, given what they've extracted. I have New Jersey here. New Jersey has 9 out of 12 of the congressional seats are Democrats in New Jersey. Can they extract more? You see what's shaping up for the midterms. That's why it's so critical, I think, that Mondami becomes mayor of New York. And if Mastro doesn't become governor of anything, or even a sniff. Elizabeth Warren yesterday goes to New York, full-throated endorsement of Mondami. I'll play you a little bit of it. She says, this is the Democrat Party. Now, she's putting out there this thing to particularly young people. Well, this has never been tried before. It's just an experiment. This is what they do with socialism every time. And by the way, Henry, your generation, or right around there, is not so good in a poll on the American Eagle. So they're pretty backward that they can be convinced. 36% said that Sweeney, the woman in the American Eagle ad, was appropriate, the language and everything in there. 28% said inappropriate, and 36% were unsure. Now, that's the only group out of every age range that is anywhere near saying this ad was wrong. And it tells me the indoctrination that's been inflicted upon you and people around that 18 to 29 is so massive that this blonde woman who's attractive, playing around with a joke of sorts, is inappropriate. In what sense? What is inappropriate that they think? Speak up for your generation.
I mean, it's the genes thing. It's the whole I have good genes or whatever.
Based on what is it?
I think people. It's tough to say because it's not like there's this commercial saying I have superior genes,
right,
I have better genes. It's just I have good genes, and that's where I get you know, like look at these people, like what are you talking about?
Right,
like, it's just a play on words. Like it's nothing to get up in arms over. Like can you watch TV and enjoy it? Like or do you get mad at every commercial that comes on?
Well, exactly, but that's the only age group, 36 to 28. And the point I'm making, this is Mondami's strength. Maybe into their 30s in New York. And Elizabeth Warren trying to tap into that yesterday said two key words. We're only experimenting. Let's see what works. This has been done how many times? And affordability. The Democrat Party is about affordability. Now think about that. Think of the party of inflation, overregulation, taxation, big time. What this is the word affordable is like a mask they're able to put on that masks what they really want to do, which is go after the rich and tax everybody else at the same time. It's all about big government, more taxation, but let's say capitalism makes things unaffordable. All right, so we have some of her on CNBC, some of her at the news conference with Mondami. This is cut three, and she says just what I said. Democrats are focused on affordability. Oh, Morning Joe. Right. Democrats are focused on a more affordability.
No, we could actually turn that to Democrats who are desperately trying to figure out this second term. What's the best way to push back against Donald Trump and some of the things that he did last week? Cory Booker went on the floor and raised his voice and went after a couple of Democrats on an issue. I'm curious your thoughts about that. I'm curious, what is the best approach for Democrats as we move toward, well, two very important governor's races this fall and then off-term elections next year that are going to make a big difference in where this country goes the last 2 years of Donald Trump's term?
So I think of it this way. There's short term, and that is we block what we can block. We, you know, use the moves we've got in the Senate and in the House, and we're doing that. It's limited, but it's not nothing. And so you use those. But the other part is get focused overall on what's happening in this country. And I want to put it this way. It's about, are we running this country for a handful of billionaires? Or are we running this country for the American people, for working families? We are focused increasingly on affordability. Donald Trump promised on day one that he was going to lower costs for Americans. And what has he done? The cost of groceries is up. The cost of utilities is up. The cost of health care is up. The cost of housing is up. And the Republicans now have their big signature achievement under Donald Trump's direction, and that is every single Republican in Congress voted to cut health care.
All right, we got enough of Pocahontas, Henry. Thank you. So affordability. Now think Mikey Sherrill over in Jersey is saying the same thing, affordability. What are Democrats? What else do you want them to say? They're the ones that make things unaffordable. They're the ones that hate capitalism. They like overregulation, more taxation, etc. But you have a generation or two with Mondami in New York that has been indoctrinated that somehow or another, and this happens every once in a while, that socialism, communism, but social, let's call it socialism, is a bold new experiment. Wow, why didn't somebody think about this before? Actually talking about government-run grocery stores. Now, think of the post office, the DMV, think of anything the government runs. You know how competitive it must be. And we have people that have worked in supermarkets, things like that. It's got to be unbelievable to keep up with it, right? Just day to day, just getting everything out there, pricing the whole thing. How in the world would the government do that? Well, it wouldn't. It'll be a failed experiment, but that's what they do. It's got the juice. Krasner's got the juice. Same thing I tell you all the time. You have people that are a little bit insulated from it and think, wow, that's a bold new idea. No, it's not. It's been done many times before. It fails and people get killed. Just like communism's not a bold new idea. We've seen it again and again and again. But if you're not taught that, if there's indoctrination, by the way, I got a lot to say about Edgar Allan Poe today, and not his poetry per se. The fact that he wasn't an abolitionist seems to be the people that run the Poe House want to tell you about that constantly, and they're warring with the Trump administration over it. I've never been to the Edgar Allan Poe House. If you have been, you might want to give me the highlights. All right, 855-839-1210. We'll play you more of Warren yesterday. And coming up, try this one at home. Which one of these two has a worse or has a better favorability rating? Okay, they're both unfavorable, but which one is somebody who is nosing out the other? Joe Biden and J.D. Vance. I think about it. I'll give you the answer to that one coming up. Gallup is pretty good on this favorable, unfair, roughly. Which one? Surprised that Rubio's that far down? Elon Musk, worse than Benjamin Netanyahu. Wow, Netanyahu's going, that's it. Who's that? Let's get Elon over here. Let me take some pictures with him. I'll look good alongside him. No, not the Pope. The Pope's too favorable. Even though he only has a favorability rating of 46%. What the heck did the Pope do?
Should have been a Cubs fan.
There you go. Yeah, these are tough times, these ratings. 46 for the Pope. And I'm being kind since he's the Pope. Okay, side question today. Happened to notice late in the game, was it yesterday or today? Sean Connery Day. I did an event with Bill O'Reilly where he did a really spot-on imitation of Sean Connery. And we've talked about that with the accent. He is an, I mean, even Saturday Night Live did Sean Connery Jeopardy quite a bit.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah, tremendous. It's a great yes. Character. Yeah. So we're looking, and of course, is James Bond, the one and only James Bond. That is one of the coolest characters ever, and so is Sean Connery. And by cool, we mean something authentic, something fun. So hit us with either a character or the actual person. Might be better with the character, but we'll go with the person too, real. I got two of them. Tony in Seinfeld, the one cool guy that George has ever been with. I mean, he sent his food back, and they gave him pie. He's a cool guy. I like being there next to him. And
just don't go rock climbing with
that's
him.
That's right. The original DeSecchi's guy, not the next guy. Notice how that failed. The most interesting guy in the world. Now, yes. That's cool.
That is a cool
guy.
Yeah,
that guy, they came up with the wildest possible stuff that he was doing.
He made drinking crappy beer seem real cool.
Yeah, he can parallel park a train.
Did they say that?
That's one of the ones. I'll never forget it. Oh, I'll never forget it. Well, that's my favorite
one. The guy might be able to do that. All right. You know, I like to have a parallel parking contest. I had to get into the media spot outside.
I got to do it for my apartment, so I'm becoming a bit of an expert.
Okay, yeah. All right. What would you say the number one thing to do?
Don't hit the other cars around you.
Okay, well, that's... No. That's untrue. You can bump them in Philadelphia.
Bump them? Oh, it's yes. All right. It's encouraged? Yeah. All right.
It's encouraged. Yeah. Wow. Who knew?
Well, in Philadelphia, yeah. New York, true. It's even worse. Yeah, just slam them. All right. So... Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, I got two here. I have a fictional character and I have a real person. The fictional character I'm going to take off, he made smoking cool, and that'd be Joe Camel.
The Camel brand cigarettes. Had him on my list. That's
all those
one.
Ads from like the
that
90s, 2000s.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, yeah. It makes me want to light up right now in the studio. Sorry, Andrew. The other one I'm going to take off the board.
I start coughing, you know why.
Yeah. The other one I'm going to take off the board is a real person. Actor Adam Sandler.
Is
a guy that shows up, does whatever he wants, wears whatever he wants. He doesn't care what everyone thinks about him. He puts all of his friends and family in all of his movies, and they always film at some sort of beautiful location so they can all hang out and essentially have a vacation while making hundreds of thousands, if not millions
argument.
Of dollars. I mean, yeah. It was evident in Happy Gilmore, too. He put everybody in that
I
movie.
Like Happy Gilmore, too, by the way, but I see Sandler as a bit of a no-talent, but I got to say the Happy Gilmores are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
And what is it? Is it Hustle?
Hustle is a great movie.
Yeah, Hustle is very good. Yeah, he does reach down for that. Yeah. Andrew.
All right, so I got a fictional and a real. The fictional, it's one of the most iconic, cool characters of all time from Happy Days. The Fonz.
Okay, hey. Yep.
He literally saved libraries all across America when he got a library card in one episode.
I've interviewed him four or five times.
Cool.
He is the most Henry Winkler in reality. It's amazing. Well, particularly now, he's so small, the Fonz project it.
Oh,
huge.
Yeah.
I'd love to get to talk to him. He seems like an interesting person.
No, he's very nice guy.
He seems like
very
a fun, genuine guy.
No, he is. He's serious, but there's a lot of fun stuff with him. I don't have any animus. I just can't believe he was the Fonz.
Yeah, it's hilarious. And, then the real guy I think of, when you think of action movies, when you think of guys doing stunts and all these crazy things, allegedly he's done with this particular movie series. But we'll see what happens. But Tom Cruise doing the stunt, his own stunts in the Mission Impossibles, has done all kinds of movies that are related to that, where it's high action explosions and all that stuff. When I was a kid watching Mission Impossible, I always thought that was the
coolest. So it's a character, because I think Tom Cruise is a maniac, not cool. I mean, just look at him.
I think he
look at him jumping up on the couch. The whole
I thought it was cool as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, what else? What else would you want to be doing as a little kid jumping off the couch, pretending to be the Mission Impossible guy?
I think whatever PR firm he's hired in the last few years has been
helped him.
Incredible for him.
Scientology. Come on now, what's wrong with Scientology? Yeah.
For one of the Mission Impossible movies, I know he held. There was an underwater scene. He had to pull a lever down underwater, and he did it himself. He had to hold his breath for over 8 minutes.
That's impossible.
He did it.
No, that's untrue.
It's Tom Cruise.
All right. It's Tom Cruise.
I have a better one in that genre that used to be, and the one we finally got him on. People were, oh my god, Chuck Norris.
Oh yeah,
that was the whole narrative.
The meme.
Yeah. On the internet
for
Chuck Norris. Yeah. Yeah. Tom Cruise, though. All right. Hit us on that. We got a good one today. 855-839-1210. Coming up, who has more favorability, Joe Biden or J.D. Vance? And I'll give you the rest on this list. It's stunning where Americans are on it, and some of it you just can't figure. Also, a little bit later on, we're going to talk with Dawn Fantasia about the governor's race in Jersey and a couple of other Jersey things related to it. But right now, it's 855-839-1210.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
All right, Dom Gio Dano show. I have this great guy out there. I don't think we've ever met. George, in the more central, different part of Pennsylvania, it sends me unbelievable stuff. In a moment, he sent me how much Penn State is allotting to pay athletes. And look, if they're a private university, and they want to do whatever the hell they want to win, you know, go right ahead. But again, with Penn State, it's over $20 million. And the average football player this year, based upon his information, will get as a, quote, salary, that's in quotes, of $160,350. Star players probably will get more. And then there's the likeness money and all that stuff. Some of these guys could be making, well, maybe $500,000, Henry.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Well, how do you feel about that as a taxpayer in Pennsylvania?
I live in New Jersey, so.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, well, we'll get like, the Rutgers. Yeah.
It's like I was telling you over the break. Can some of that money go over to Bloomsburg football?
There you go. That's
reclaim
right.
Yeah. The glory that was Bloomsburg football in the 90s and 2000s?
Yeah, but Penn State, again, there's no boundaries here. And again, these legislators are gaga. We want to see it on the 50-yard line. $160,000 plus even for backups. This is stunning. Look, I'm all about capitalism, and these people contribute to this abnormal thing, and they're whacking it up. But it's kind of like, where does this money come from? It seems to be from university funds, because it's not, I don't think you can do it from boosters per se here. There's got to be some way this thing works.
I'd love to see how they make this money work in college athletics.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it was
right.
Shady before NIL, right. And now that right. It's, you know, it's basically the Wild West.
Right.
Who knows where this money goes, where it's funneled, where it comes yeah. out. It is kind of crazy to think about.
And you could be, a second, third string long snapper, and you're making $160,000.
Yeah.
And some of these people then want to stay more than 4 years. I get it. They're not going to make that in the pros or make the pros.
Yeah.
So we see that.
And that'll
yeah.
be a new, I mean, besides right. this, there'll be a new storyline in right. college sports where people are being applying for a fifth year of college. And it's like,
sure.
why?
Oh, you that's
already
right.
played your
yeah.
four.
Yeah. But we're going to get paid.
COVID's over, buddy.
Exactly. All right. So if you have a reaction to that, we welcome it. I mentioned this Gallup poll. Favorable, unfavorable. The Pope has a 46% favorability. And I asked you, Joe Biden and J.D. Vance, which one has a better favorability rating? And the answer really is they're tied. Biden is at negative 11. How is this man only at negative 11? Come on, Gallup, you messed up on this. Vance is also, no, I'm sorry. Yeah, Vance is at negative 11 too. So, Biden has a higher unfavorable, but a better favorable than Vance. All right? Here's the list. Pope Leo, he's got a net 46% positive. Zelensky is at 18 positive. Bernie Sanders, oh my God, he has an 11 positive. Macron, what the heck? He's at minus one.
Oh,
he said, wait a minute, how many said, yeah, 39% said, who the hell is this guy? AOC,
that's about right.
AOC is at a minus four. Yes.
Oh, that kind of surprises me.
You said she's minus?
Yeah. I would have thought she'd have some sort of positivity.
Well, she does. She's got 34% positive, 38%
oh, okay.
negative.
Okay. All right.
Here's the most polarizing figure, or as I look at it, there's only one on here that have no opinion. Donald Trump, 2% had no opinion. Those people ought to be studied. Put them with Freud in Vienna. I have no opinion on Donald Trump. That's impossible. But the next one only had 10% who have no opinion. RFK Jr. really is the star, but he's negative 5. He's got 47% unfavorable, 42% favorable.
Huh.
So he's the polarizing figure. He's the figure people care about almost as much as Trump. Gavin Newsom, negative 11.
Shocker.
Pete Hegseth is right behind him. He's got a negative 12.
Yeah.
But he's also got 37% who don't know who he is. Donald Trump, 57% unfavorable, 41% favorable, 2%, I have no opinion. Rubio, 47%. What the heck with Rubio? 47% unfavorable, 31% favorable.
That's surprising, too.
Netanyahu, 52% unfavorable, 29% favorable.
Yeah.
And here's the interesting thing with Musk. He's got a pretty good favorable, 33%, but he's got a 61%. He's got the highest unfavorable of any, and only 6% said, who the hell is this guy? I have no opinion. That's how well-known he is. So
that has to be a troll,
6%. Yeah, 6%. So the Pope had 31% no opinion. How could he have no opinion? I mean, well, yeah, you got to be favorable then. You got to lean. All right, I'll give him a break. He's the Pope.
I don't know. Maybe someone of different religion was like, I don't know. I don't want to stick my toes in. I want to get in this debate.
Okay. A lot of people could just simply be like, well, I'm not Catholic, so it doesn't really pertain to me that much.
Yeah, I hear, but you still have to have some kind of opinion. I mean, he's a world figure. It's not just a religious.
Yeah.
Well, you know, who else do you see? There's only two that I can think of. The Pope and the Dalai Lama. How many other religious figures do you go, the whatever?
It's true.
And I can't think of any.
Yeah, I don't know.
Islam does have one. I just don't know. Yeah. I don't know what it's called.
Well, yeah, but I don't think we know who that is.
Yeah,
you know,
it's that type.
All right. So 855-839-1210. You get a line. Side question today. All-time cool character, particularly. Here's one more of Elizabeth Warren getting it said. She's asked, does Mondami's communist agenda, I don't know if the person asked that, but something like that, is that the Democrat Party message? Here's the point with Mondami. He's not even elected yet, and he has become an influencer, except for those that are not crazy in the Democrat Party, which is a small percentage. They see the danger with this guy. The others are thinking, finally, we got something to fight back with on Trump. This guy. Here's what Warren said about the commie agenda.
When someone stands up and says, I will lead this city by making it more affordable. And here are my plans, real plans, plans to deliver on childcare, plans to deliver on housing, plans to deliver. We're going to experiment. We're going to try things on groceries. That is the Democratic message.
All right. FDR said that. And look at the New Deal. Look at the problems that caused. Okay. This guy's a lot worse. He really is a commie. So you can imagine these New York City groceries. You can imagine how much we're going to see that, how damaging this is to Democrats in the midterms. The smarter ones know that this is crazy. This is not what we want. We don't want this to be the face of it. Yeah, but people are buying this. In New York, they are. I don't know anywhere else they are or will. Maybe in Jersey. All right, Mikey Sherrill, affordability. She wants to take the garden out of the Garden State. She wants to put more low-income housing all over the Jersey's already densely populated. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all I need you to do is just push pound 12.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
10.
All right, Dom Cheer, Dano Show. You know, probably the biggest thought, the thought bubble coming out of this Texas situation with Democrats running to arguably the most corrupt state in the union. It's got Chicago, after all. Illinois is one of those representatives on the Republican side on this redistricting saying, if we ever lose Texas, we will not have a Republican in the White House again. And I believe that. Yeah, I haven't looked up the electoral vote, but here's what he said. Here's
that
the
you just made a few moments ago about why this is happening. You said very clearly that it's because you want to make sure Republicans maintain a majority here in Washington, yeah, in the House. Your governor, though, cited a letter from the Justice Department saying that four Texas districts were unconstitutionally racially gerrymandered as to why this is happening. So who should people believe about why this is underway? You or the governor?
Well, I'm here to speak for myself. And what I care about is working to make sure that the will, the interests, the desires, and quite frankly, what the voters of Texas deserve to have happen, which is their elected Republican legislature stand up and do what they want, which is make sure the state of Texas is the line in the sand for the future of the country. There's no doubt about that. As goes Texas, so goes the nation. If we ever lose Texas to the Democrats, the Republicans will never have the White House again. So it's incumbent upon us, people like me in the legislative branch, if you want to ask the governor a question about what motivated him to do something, feel free to ask him.
But I mean, he called
the special session. As a member of the legislature,
I do think it matters. Well, why you're going into that special session to vote on this, right?
Well, the way special sessions work in Texas, he's allowed to put any agenda item on the call he wants, but it is incumbent upon the legislature to enact laws the way we see fit based on what we believe is in the best interest of the voters that sent us down here. I mean, Texas is no different. The job of legislating and writing laws, and that includes redistricting, resides within the legislative branch, and that's where I'm an official here in the state of Texas. And I know this
but
is what the voters
ask
in Texas
on that
want.
Front.
There's no doubt in my mind.
All right. So again, the guy's right on the money. That's the book, Save Texas, Save the Nation. Alan West, you lose Texas and electorally, I don't see it. I don't see how you pull out of that. But broader than that, told you about the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. They just took over the power of the legislature and they let them to say, no, we don't like Pat Meehan, remember him, in Delaware County. It's Mary Gay Scanlon now. We don't like that district, how it's drawn up. So we're just going to change it. Why? Because we want to help Democrats. That's the way that it goes. It's a pure, you win and you get to grow, unless there's some racial bias. Then the Supreme Court gets involved. But other than that, you're able to do this. That's all that's happening here. My eye is, if Texas can come up with the redistricting, it gives us a few more congressional seats. That's great. Here at home, we don't have to redraw anything. We just got to stop one guy, Doug Mastriano, a one-man wrecking. I don't think there's anybody like this nut in the country. And if he gets in there, he's going to lose those congressional seats. Imagine we're sitting here going, oh, my God. Trump agenda stop. Democrats have one more person in the House. That's what they'll do. They will stop everything in every way. Who cares if they impeach him? That's, you know, nonsense. I'm talking about blocking everything in every way, shape, or form. They will love it for 2 years. It'll be agony. By the way, yeah, this is cut nine. Scott Bessent is not going to take over the Fed. I kind of wish he would. I love this guy. I think he's the most consequential, along with RFK Jr., of, oh my God, hinge users. They're called, they're asking dates to build their furniture. You go on a date, and these people are asking you to help build their furniture as part of a date.
Well, I can see that being a good first date in the sense that, like, a girl can see that you're handy. You're not a complete dunce.
Okay.
But at the same time, it'd also be a way to get someone over, build your couch, and then say, all right, good night. Kick them out.
I don't think this is going to work out.
Yeah, I mean, that's as bad as Lugol used to do the movies with me. The guy calls in, Lou, I took a woman to the Silence of the Lambs on the first date. What the heck is going on in America?
No.
Oh, single women use Hinge to get their furniture built for free. Ah, come on over, Henry. Ah, you're looking good. All right, let's get down to it here. IKEA just came over. What do I do with this? Oh, my God.
Where does this Allen wrench
Where does go? This? Yeah, that's right. Ah, that Allen wrench. Yeah. I got to get Dan tomorrow on this. All right, let's go to, let's see. All right, yeah, we're looking for all-time cool character or person, but character. Hinge users as dates to build their furniture. Here's Scott Bessent talking about what's actually happening under Trump. And this guy's got the receipts on this. On blue-collar wage growth, and the reason, one of the big reasons why this is happening. We don't need Mondami. Blue-collar wage earners are going up. Why cut nine?
And you've got some other good news, haven't you, about blue-collar wage growth?
Blue-collar wage growth, the only other time it's been this high, wait for it, was during President Trump's first term.
Uh-huh.
So we've seen real wages for hourly workers, non-supervisory workers, rise almost 2% in the first 5 months.
Why is that?
No president has done that before.
And why is that?
It's the president's emphasis on manufacturing.
And, I think we got cut off there. The point he went on to say is we're cutting down on people that are here illegally. Both those things. And that is driving wages up, not down. That's a reason. I'm still working on the single women. Come on over and we're going to build furniture tonight. Oh, my God. Do you wear a tool belt, you know, on the date? Is that what you do?
I mean, maybe if you want to be a show off, yeah. Sure.
I don't have a tool belt. Do you?
No, not a belt. No. I have a bag.
Andrew looks like a guy who would have a tool belt. Maybe two of them. One for the weekends, one for during the week.
I have two tool boxes. That my grandfather gave to me when we first got my wife.
I have a toolbox.
Yeah, that's what I carry. My brother's in construction. He works with a general contractor, so he has got like four tool belts.
Oh,
and like all the drawers and things. He's got like different shelves in his pickup truck and everything. Like this is a topic for him for sure.
All right, guys, start wearing tool belts, and these women are going to be attracted to you. That's my takeaway.
That sounds like virtue signaling almost.
Yeah,
look at me. I'm handy.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at me.
I can fix your kitchen sink.
All right. 855-839-1210. Let me go to Laurie and Ringo's to start off. Hey, Laurie. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Hey, Ken, before I mention my person, cool character. I think on the Liz Warren affordability thing, the comments and how that's going to be the Democrats' big thrust now. You know, I think if you really look at your paycheck closely, if you're working stiff, really what the biggest challenge to our affordability is what the government is doing.
Sure.
And taking out of our paychecks.
Yeah, so, you and I have talked. You get your kid. I remember when DJ was working in a video place, Lori, we got his first paycheck and he was sort of savvy to stuff. And then he looked at it and was like, oh, my God, just look at this. A kid robbing him right in front of us.
And it's everywhere. What the government and public institutions are taking is everywhere. In our township, we have a The school districts are so screwed up over here. I give you credit in Pennsylvania. It's mostly K through 12 districts. Here you got to have separate districts for K through 8 and then high school. And you have administration overload then and personnel costs. They try to raise for our K through 8 district here costs. The budget 7% for the K through 8 school district. They had to have a vote because it was over the 2% increase cap.
Yeah.
And it was voted down. And Murphy has signed something about inadequately funded districts. Now, this is not a poor, this is a very well-heeled district, okay? They got plenty of resources to draw on, but he has designated places inadequately funded. And ours is the only district in Hunterdon County that's considered that, which means the school could do them whatever it wanted. So despite this vote and what the people's will was, because of what a Democrat in the state offices has done, they found out they could do whatever they wanted. Now they're not raising it 7%. They're raising it 10%.
Unbelievable.
Our property taxes are now $21,000. And in the last 2 years, that K through 8 district piece alone has gone up $1,000 in what I have to fix. I'm paying them almost $10,000 a year to run the K through 8 district. That is what's killing affordability for me. And I think for young people, housing is an affordability problem too.
Without a doubt, they've seized on this because this socialism stuff, to people who haven't lived long enough or remember, they think it's new. They think it's a great experiment. It's going to be fun. All right, Lori, I see I have a little problem with your answer here. I might have some fun with it, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not saying he's the best guy in the world, but he's pretty cool. And he's cool in any role, Brad Pitt. Whatever role the guy's in, he's cool.
All right. Yeah, and his coolness is based upon, look, I agree, he's an attractive guy and all this, but in the Ocean's 11 or 12 or all that stuff, the guy's just eating constantly, and that makes the coolness. Have you observed
Same
what
thing
he's
in
doing?
Moneyball.
Yeah, just the Moneyball. He's eating. You know what? He's lazy, and he's sigged upon something to be cool, which is eating.
Okay. My biggest problem with him is that he's good friends with George Clooney.
Yes, there's that too. Yes. All right. Thank you, Lori. Yeah, I mean, the Ocean's, you're right, Moneyball too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he chomps on it and makes some comment and adds something to the character.
He's said things about that before where it's like, that's kind of like his quirk almost. Yeah. And he likes eating on set anyway. So he'll sneak those snacks in around set.
It's a scam. It's a fraud here. I mean, what is his greatest role?
It is a bit of a crush.
Has he ever been in anything where there's real gravitas? What would be the most serious, best role? The one who plays the guy who's young and dying, though, at an advanced age. Or no, he plays death or something.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
Or ages backwards.
Yeah, ages backwards.
Yeah, backwards.
He does play death.
Yeah.
Achilles from Troy.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about typecasting.
No, I'm just saying.
Does Detective Mills and Seven count?
Seven and Mills. Yeah, that might be okay. Yeah.
Okay, all right. We got one.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
He does big films pretty much, but, you know, he's not unlikable. There's a Clooney factor. That's true.
But is he cool? I guess.
He is cool. Yeah, I would say yes. I was going to say Paul Newman today in Cool Hand Luke. You run once, you're going to get one set of chains. I won't do the whole thing today. All right.
Paul Newman's just a man, regardless of that movie, too.
Yes.
Or at least was.
Exactly. 855-839-1210. You can get in on that. And I just saw this story on Fox, though. There's an app where guys are on the app showing women that they can fix things, they can do stuff and all that. And then women want to date them to come over and fix things and build things. You see these guys, are they posed without any clothes and tool belts?
No.
It's probably that.
It's a regular dating app.
Okay.
It's because that's what I use when
I was
single.
Is this a subsection?
No, this isn't a subsection. I think they're literally looking on the app. Like, if they like the guy, they'll match with them.
Right.
And then, you know, as they're talking on the app, they'll be like, first date idea. How about you come over and build my couch and coffee table?
Oh, my God.
They add it to their profile. So they're saying, I'm looking for a man who can...
I wouldn't even say they're adding. I wouldn't even say they're advertising it. I'd say that this is their siren song to blur you in.
I will tell you one thing. If it's mowing the lawn, I might be in if the woman's attractive enough. But I'm not edging. If edging is involved,
no.
That's it. No edging, David. Did you know that fact of the show? Oh. It's the top 10 facts.
Oh yeah,
the edging stuff.
I'm taking note. I'm typing as we go.
Because my wife Ro, you know, is not so crazed the lawn, but the edging. I hate the edging. Mm-hmm. Our edging now looks like one of those puffed up hair things. You know, it's got to be 6 inches rising up off from the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Is how it looks. Oh, the edging. Henry, how do people date today then? You got to go on apps and be pretending you can fix stuff.
Yeah, no, the old way is still the best way, and that's going out and talking to people.
Exactly.
Not this crap.
Who knew? Right.
Hey, do you like talk radio? I work the Dom Giordano show. What the heck's talk radio? Who's this guy? Dan and I kid about that. All right, 855-839-1210. Grab a line, jump in here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. Big 1 o'clock hour coming up. We'll talk with Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia, one of our favorites, about things like in-state tuition rates if you're here illegally in New Jersey. And is Mikey Sherrill really Jersey's version of Kamala Harris? All of that you get in at 855-839-1210. Let me take David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hi, David.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Good.
You know, on this thing with the paying the players, I'm a big college football fan and have been since I can remember, big Clemson fan. And it's got to the point now, but it's got to the point now, all this stuff has made me just not like the game anymore. And, you know, these guys, they don't realize the gift they're given. A college education is generational. It's life-changing. That is a huge value in itself right there. And if they don't like it, because, you know, no one makes them go play college football. Go to Canada, play for 3 years, then come to NFL if you want to, you know, if you're tired of being
a
slave.
Well, I've always said what we ought to have. I said it a long time ago when it was more under the table. Two leagues, one where you can't cheat, do these things, and another where you can do whatever you want. But they don't want to do that because they want to keep the fiction that these are student athletes.
Right.
And as you suggest, they're not. They don't belong in college.
Yeah, there were stories back in the 80s when the Fridge was playing at Clemson that after games, you know, he'd get the $100 handshake from several people, and then he would actually give money to different players himself. But yeah, he was getting big-time money back then. But, yeah, like I said, they choose to do it. So, you know, I'm sorry. Just
imagine at Penn State, though, taxpayer money, $160 even for the third-string long snapper. Wow.
Well, imagine this. Let's say you're an offensive lineman and you see a cocky quarterback back there getting a bunch of money and you're getting a piddling amount and he's running his mouth. You might just, you know, sit back and go get him. Go get him.
We'll see. It's going to be interesting. You know? So, David, who's your person?
Well, since you guys took Joe from Columbus off the board, I had to kind of reconfigure something. So I'm going to go with Sonny Crockett.
All right. Sonny Crockett is a very good one. Yeah, that whole Miami cool, that whole genre was brought in.
Who is that?
Miami Vice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Miami
that
Vice.
That is cool. That's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was in Tin Cup, too. All right, coming up, no eating, not like Brad Pitt. Coming up, we'll talk with Dawn Fantasia, Assemblywoman. First came our way because of the bears and the trash cans in Sussex County, but she is incredibly insightful about what's happening in this governor's race and in New Jersey in general, but keep the answers coming. Sean Connery Day, all-time cool character like James Bond. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.